This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaicans to benefit from improved water systems, GOJ health card to be rolled out this year, and Portmore to get better roads. The details after this.
The teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
Now the news. Jamaicans should see improvements in their water supply this fiscal year through the implementation of a new phase of the Jamaica Water Supply Improvement Project, JWSIP. Category B of the project will include the rehabilitation of the Bogue, Martha Bray and Great River Water Treatment Plants and the upgrading of the Norwood and Linsted Water Supply Systems. Over 20,000 water meters will be installed and old asbestos water pipelines replaced.
We're not only looking at potable water, we're also looking at water for farmers, for agriculture and irrigation. So for our communities to really have proper water, the Great River announcement is critical, it's very important, and I'm also pleased that we're looking at ensuring we remove the asbestos pipes where they exist.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller speaking in an interview with JIS News following the state opening of Parliament on Thursday. The GOJ health card is to be introduced during this legislative year. This means easier access to medication at public health facilities. Governor General Sir Patrick Allen made the announcement during the throne speech at Thursday's opening of Parliament. With the card, persons will be able to access drugs on the vital, essential and necessary VEN list at no cost. The card will also improve the mechanism to bill private health insurance providers, as it will state whether or not the individual has health insurance. The service is expected to be available at public sector and selected private sector pharmacies island-wide. Several roadways in Portmore St. Catherine will be rehabilitated in the new fiscal year. Junior Minister in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing Richard Azan says the construction of pedestrian walkways along the Edgewater and Bridgeport bridges is among the works to be carried out.
We have to immediately do some sidewalks because the approaches of the two sides out. So therefore we have to think about pedestrians who use this road. They have to use the middle of the road, so therefore the officers will be moving right ahead to look on the sidewalk on the two approaches and the three bridges.
Minister Azan was speaking following an extensive tour of sections of the municipality on Wednesday. He says work is also to be undertaken on the rehabilitation of the Forum Bridge. Officers from the National Works Agency will begin assessments in the coming weeks. The tour, which extended from the Waterford Parkway to Bayside, saw the minister examining sections of the road network and the drainage systems in the communities of Edgewater, Bridgeport, Independent City and Portmore Parkway. And government has enacted a series of visions, policies and action plans that could see the country receiving international aid for climate change-related issues. Consultant with the Latin American Energy Organization, OLAID, Dr. Oscar Coto says further opportunities may be accessed through the advancement of nationally appropriate mitigation actions, NAMAs.
If through a supported type NAMA, the country can get recognition of some incremental critical costs that are involved in delivering some climate change mitigation through activities in the country. Those resources would be used in order to support the scaling up of the ambition for a better energy sector, more renewable energy, more efficiency within the society, better living for Jamaicans.
Dr. Oscar Coto was speaking with JIS News following a workshop on potential for pragmatic CDM and NAMAs in Jamaica. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.